We are up to Mem Vav. Mem Hei is the last thing we did. We're up to Mem Vav, which is page 105. The Chaver had told the king to ignore the particulars of the Karite Shitas, because if you believe that B'derech Klal, their Shita is incorrect, you don't have to go through the individual Pratim. The king said he doesn't care, he wants to do it anyway, and therefore, Imam Hay, the Chava said, okay, give it a shot. Emar Mashatirza. So Amar Akuzaris, he's going to present a number of issues that bother him, and this is his first. Haloi Oynish HaNezek Mufurish B'Torah, the punishment for doing damage is spelled out clearly in the Torah. But Mash Amar Ayin Tachas Ayin, an eye for an eye. V'kasha Yiteh Mumba Adam Ken Yinasein Lai. And as a person will inflict damage on his brother, on his friend, so too will be done to him. So that couldn't be clearer. So how is it that we don't accept that? We accept that ayin tachas ayin is mammon. Now, to be truthful, the Gemara itself asks the question and poses a number of reasons. But the Chavra is going to present a logical argument. But the Gemara's arguments seem to be better. Let's look at the Gemara goes through technical reasons. The Chaver goes through logical reasons. So let's see. Amar Chaver. Haloi nemar by achrei kein, umake nefesh behem yishalmena. What? It says earlier, lifnei kein, you have? Oh, so I have a mistake. Okay. Okay. Seems to be correct. Umake nefesh behem yishalmena. Somebody who does damage to another person's animal has to pay nefesh tachas nefesh, a soul for a soul. Now haloi zeh hakoifer, haloi loy hoya aimer. This karite who says ayin tachas ayin is literal, he would not say mishihika suscha hakesusai, that if somebody kills your horse, the punishment should be to kill his horse. Avloi mer kach susai, you would say take his horse. Because there's no logic to that if I kill someone's horse, that you should kill my horse in exchange. There's no svara to it. So that's not a logical thing. Somebody cuts off someone else's hand, we don't say cut off his hand. There's no purpose in cutting off his hand. And certainly other aspects that are contradictory to the logic. If somebody wounds you to wound him, maybe one will die from the wound, and the other one won't. How can we estimate a wound and give an equal wound? So he's saying he's giving logical arguments that ayin tachas ayin is not logical. When you take away an eye from someone who can only see out of one eye, that's not equal to someone who did damage someone who has two eyes. V'yishar ha'echad suma v'asheni ba'ayin achas. Atay rama kashitim ubadim kein nasim bayit. And why should we talk about these things? It's a very summary dismissal of the argument. It doesn't seem to be such a strong argument. Here, somebody who reads this can argue that when you pay, it's also not equal. If a rich man lost $1,000, and you make the poor man pay him $1,000, it's also not equal. The rich man's $1,000 he'll never notice, and the poor man's $1,000 is going to prevent him from eating supper tonight.
Like it's nefesh for nefesh. Somebody takes a life, why should we take his life?
Well, that's the first. And the one argument was, someone takes a life, why should we take his life? The second argument was that they're not equal. That if you take an eye from someone who has one eye, take an eye from someone who has two eyes, it's not equal. I mean now his second argument that they're not equal, that's true by money as well. It's not equal.
What if transplants were 100% successful? And I damaged your eye, I want your eye back. If transplants were 100%
to give the eye back.
To give the eye back.
Very interesting. It's an interesting question. The teicher of the Torah is not going to change.
What's the question?
Question is, if Reuven knocks out Shimon's eye, and it was medically possible for Reuven to give his eye to Shimon, to a transplant, it was possible.
And therefore,
would he be eye? Then Ayin Tachzayin would make sense. The whole argument is that Ayin Tachzayin doesn't make sense because there's no Teyelus for a second person.
I think they say that it really it should be Ayin Tachzayin. Torah had Rachmanis on the Nazi.
I don't know about that.
Why did the Torah say it in such a way?
Okay. But you're not answering Gary's question.
No, I'm not answering his question.
I'll tell you the truth. The aside of Teshlumi and the Zikin is that it's not a punishment. It's making good on the damage you did. That's really the aside. The fact that if I made a rich man lose $1,000 and the poor man is now paying, it's not equal. It's only an argument if it's a punishment. If I'm punishing someone, so it's an argument. I knocked out Reuven knocked out Shimon's eye. Shimon's eye, Reuven's eye, if it's a punishment, so the argument is it should be equal. So the Kuzari says that they're not equal. But when it comes to making good on the damage you did, then that's not really true, because the idea is not to punish him. The idea is to undo the damage. There's a shach, a chayshim mishpat, a long shach, in Shin Samach Tes, I think it is, who presents the following argument. In the yeshivas, it's a popular topic. The Gemara says that if you do damage, let us say to someone's field, someone has a crop growing and you do damage, so we estimate the value of the field with or without the crops. So that's the way to estimate the amount of damage. If you damage to an animal, you estimate the market value of the animal with or without the damage. So the argument is, let's say someone has a house. It's a $1 million house. It used to be a $1 million house was a mansion nowadays. The house in Brooklyn. So he's got a $1 million house. Someone goes into the house and breaks a doorknob off a door. The value of the house hasn't gone down at all. The value of the house is the same. So given the Mishnah's manner in estimating value and payment, it doesn't fit. You should be part of from paying. No? According to that, you shouldn't have to pay anything. The Mishnah says, how do you...
Real estate agents will tell you to fix up all these small little things because people look at the house and see this square, they say, it's not really in good condition. So it's a hard thing to turn that because in a lot of ways the small things are the best things to do.
Well, one broken doorknob is not gonna do it.
What?
One broken doorknob is not gonna change the value of the house. If the whole house is in disrepair, you're right.
It shows disrepair.
Okay.
Everyone shows this.
And the argument is that the market value doesn't change.
That's out of line with the Yisod that you said first, that the idea is to make whole. So that's the only
thing. Oh, so that's what the Shach answers. Good. So the Shach answers this idea, that the main purpose of Nezikin is to undo the damage, like you say, to make whole the damage you did. So he said, the Shach says the following. He says, something that can be replaced, you have to replace. The Mishnah is talking that you have a crop that's growing and you uprooted a crop. You can't put the crop back. You have to wait till next season. When you can't replace it, then you have to go by the estimate of the value of the field. But the point is that the aside of Dinei Nezikin, of Tashlumi Nezikin, is to make all that which you did damage. Since that's the idea, so therefore, The fixing takes priority as a means of tashlumin to estimation of
things. Not punishment for being a miser, just to pay back, and I can go break everybody's property and pay.
There is no punishment.
Why is that? Does that make sense?
Oh, there may be punishment in heaven. There's no punishment in this world. Right. The truth is, I tell the boys in yeshiva, if you're going to beat someone up, make sure you do at least the pruta's damage. If you go over to someone, if some Reuven goes over to Shimon and slaps him, and let's say there's no shava pruta of damage or baishas or tsar, let's say, so he gets malchus, then he does get a pasha, then he gets malchus. Now, not if you damage someone's objects, you damage. So if you hit somebody, you might as well do a pruta's damage. You pay a pruta, and there's no malchus. But he ko akosha ima shava pruta, So really, there is a punishment on Malchus. But when you pay, we don't give two punishments, you just pay. Now, it's an Aveira besides the fact that you're making good. You know, the old Claire, or Baruch Baron, in the beginning of Bava Kamma says, let's say I want to go to my friend's house, I'll damage his window, and then I'll replace it. What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? The Torah says if you do damage, you have to fix it. So let's say I go over to my friend's house, I break his window, and let's say I have a BB rifle, I want to see if I can knock out somebody's light bulb. We used to do that in camp. I got a BB rifle, we used to knock out some light bulbs. I wonder if I ever paid for it. So I'll replace the bulb. You know, the thrill of knocking it out is worth it for me. What's wrong? What gazela? I'm a mazik. I'm not stealing. Gazela's a lav. It doesn't say loy, what would be the lashon, don't do damage. So Baruch Ber brings from Reb Chaim that when the Torah says you have to pay, it's implicit in that you're not allowed to do it. That's what he says. The first stipler in Bava Kamma brings Rabbeinu Yain, I believe, who says that it's Ya'ivar and Hashavas Aveda. Madach, you have to return someone's Aveda. Certainly you're not allowed to cause him to have a loss. All right. But be that as it may, the idea still is that the side of Tashlum in the Zikin is to undo the damage that you did.
Which
strengthens really Gary's kasha. Yeah, Gary's kasha that if it's possible to undo it, assuming that it's possible to undo it.
The lashon of the kuzri is halay einish nezek.
Oh, so in the einish, that's what I'm saying. In the einish nezek, we just going to knock out one person's eye for another person's eye. So it's not equal. In payment, though, it doesn't matter if it's not equal. It doesn't matter if it's a poor man paying a rich man. The halach is the same. It's interesting, the Chazon Ish has agrees with the Shach, but he adds one small knetch. He adds that the only time you have to undo the damage, if it's normal to undo the damage. Let's say you can have a case where you do minimal damage to someone's item, but it can be fixed, but it requires a lot of payment. It's hard to say because nowadays everybody likes to have a car without a single scratch on it. But you know, once upon a time, the world I grew up in, let's say you were parking and you banged into someone's bumper and you made a little dent in the bumper. So in that world, it was normal to walk or go around. I'm not talking about an obvious bumper. You make a small scratch, a small. So the Chazon Ish says, if in society it's not normal to fix it, you don't have to replace it. Because you didn't make the value of the car go down. And for that little scratch, now you're going to have to scrape the whole bumper and redo it. So then you don't have to. I once had an incident in the parking lot in Kirpa Guda on visiting day, where the parking lot was very crowded. And I was backing into a parking place. I couldn't see where I was going. So I opened my door a little bit as I looked backed up. Now, my door was touching the car next to me. And as I backed up, I made a very straight line along the side of the other fella's car. So I felt terrible. I left a note on his windshield that I did it. He should call me. So he calls me. And he tells me, I said, tell me what it costs to fix. I'll fix it. So he says, you know, there are two ways of fixing it. Combine this little thing of paint and just dab it on. Or you can go in, have them scrape off the whole door and redo the whole door. It should look like it did originally. So he says, well, what should I do? So what's the answer? What? No, so I told him to do, I think this is what Chazon Ish meant, do what you would normally do. If you were paying for it, what would you do? I'll do the same. So he was apparently a little ashamed. So he said, well, my wife would insist that I do it the good way. So I told him, well, not the whole car, but at least that whole side. So I agreed. Now, what was interesting is you say God has a sense of humor. So I got a phone call about 3-4 days later. He told me Mazel Tov. So what's a Mazel Tov? So well, my wife was pulling out by a stop sign, and a car came speeding down, and that whole side got crashed in. And now your damage is not going to cost us a penny more. That's what he said. So you're off the hook. So I said to him, I don't think I'm off the hook. I think whatever I owe you anyway. You know, but if you want to insist, I won't take you to the entire over it, but, I don't think I'm off the hook. So, anyway, he left me off the hook. I was wondering, is it so pushing I'm not off the hook? I'll tell you why. If I made the value of the car go down, and he's saying pay the difference in value, I agree. Once I owe him the money, then I owe it to him anyway. But if my obligation is to make good on my damage, to replace it, if I can find a cheaper way to replace it, I have a right to do that. I don't owe him money. I owe him the replacement of it.
Once he already got the accident.
So I'm not sure.
Let's say you said, okay, I'm going to bring it into the shop. And he has the accident already. So the study you're going to do is that's going to improve.
Yeah, the question is if I owe him money and then it doesn't change. You agree I owe him.
Who said you
agree? What?
Something got into crash before 2 minutes later a missile came and blew up the car that was damaged.
Is that what
crash tired? He said yes, it's
tired. It's
Chayev. Who said?
Reb Silberstein, who else? Yeah, if it's a chiyuv tashlumin for the fact the car went down in value, there's no question. I owe him money, I owe him money. I was wondering if it's the shach's din, which is not the lesser value of the vehicle, but the replacement, to make good on it. So I don't know. That's where I wasn't sure. Is what? Made?
Me'ila.
So the Nesiva says that there are two me'ilas. There's a me'ila of Kedushas Damim, there's a me'ila of Kedushas Haguf. There are two types of me'ila. One is on something that belongs to Hegdish, like a Hedyit. He says that's Gezela, it's just regular Gezela. And there's me'ila of Kedushas Damim, which is a carbon, or something that goes on the Mizbeach, that's separate dinim. That's the Nesiva's rule.
That, when it comes to the repayment, there is no punishment.
Okay, when it comes to repayment, all I meant to say was Ben al Machaveira, you're right. The Mila, there's an additional punishment. You're right.
So on the question
all right.
Of the...
I want to go back to the question of the rocket.
Yeah.
With the scratches.
Just with the scratches, is he allowed to come out ahead on the deal? If you pay him and the other
he doesn't have to
fix it also.
If someone pays you for damage he did to you, you don't have to fix the vehicle. You can just take the money. So I'm saying certainly in that case.
If your damage would cost $25 to fix,
yeah.
And then the whole side is wrecked, and you would get another $55, are you allowed to collect from both?
Pashtus you can collect from both, which is unless the pashtus is that you get both. Each person has to pay for his damage.
Why?
Because I have to pay for my damage. It has nothing to do with whether he fixes it or not.
Now he has to say, you have to take, you gave me a bill now that has to be fixed. $4,000, but you have to deduct $500
because
I'm getting that from another individual.
No, but in the $500 you're getting for a repainting. Now you're getting a new door. So you don't want to repaint the old door. You're allowed to keep your old door in your basement.
In house things, a lot of times they make you do the fixing. Especially commercial.
Okay, I don't doubt that. At any rate, this is his response to Ayin Tachazai. It's a very curt response. It's not similar to the rest of the Sefer. Amra Kuzari, Memches, im kolze toivu be'ene lodas, lo matziva Hashem ashmira min atumis. He goes on to a new topic. Again, the Karaites, about Tumah. Now we're gonna learn this next week. I just want to point out, if today in the modern world someone would ask about Yiddishkeit, and say, what do you say about Tumah? I would assume he means that Tumah is not logical. Explain Tumah. So we really have to know that that's not what's going on here. The Karoyim held that Dinei Tumah still apply, Bizman Hazeh. What?
Yeah, can't argue with the Psukim.
Can't argue with the Psukim. So it says Tumah applies. So why doesn't Tumah apply, Bizman Hazeh? So he's going to come from the other direction to explain why Tumah doesn't apply, Bizman Hazeh. And I guess that's the next week, Tuesday and Thursday. I have a chasna on Monday. So Tuesday and Thursday, and it's a show.